This spring, instead of doing an on-air drive where we remind you who we are and what we do, instead, we'd like to spend some time telling you why we do what we do. We're here for the same reason you are. We're here for the love of music. We're taking some time to explore music and what it does for all of us in all of our lives. My name is Annie Young, and I'm the Development Director for Delmarva Public Media. I'm joined by Dr. Karen Olmsted, the Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Olmsted.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Annie.
If I could ask, what do you personally love about music, or are there any types of music that stand out to you?
Well, that's such a good question. I guess I would have to say I have really eclectic tastes. I love classical music, folk music, roots music, really all different types. And honestly, through Delmarva Public Media and through the cultural events on campus, I've really broadened the types of music that I enjoy listening to, whether it's French torch songs or folk music from Latin America. I think I just really enjoy all of it.
That's wonderful. I feel the same. I feel like I've explored so much more music through public radio, and I continue to do that, every week that passes.
Yep, for sure.
Why does Salisbury University provide the cultural opportunities for students, and the community? Why do they provide these opportunities to engage in music listening?
Well, we have several parts of our mission. Of course, one is to educate our students for life and work and beyond, and also a service to our community. And so through the arts, that's such an important mechanism for us. And when I think about music, I'm not a formal student of music, but when I think about how much it helps me understand our world, whether it's historical, whether it's cultural, whether it's kind of the human experience, music that brings you joy, music that maybe makes you angry when you think about when the music was written or why it was written, music that is your own. We all have our sets of music that we consider our sets. I think that's very important in the personal formation of our students and in support of our community. It's an incredibly important part of most people's lives, I'd say. If you just stop to think about it, I guess that's my message. If you just stop to think about how important music is to you, whether it reminds you of a time in your life or a person that you've loved or lost or a place you visited, and so why is that? So I think that's a responsibility of institution like ours to educate our students in that way, to share that joy and that art with our broader community. The other thing that's really incredible to me about music, and you probably don't get a sense of it on the radio as much as you do when you observe performers, in the cultural events that we often have on campus, but this synergy between an individual vocalist or musician and the group that they're performing with, and how it all comes together, and the discipline that it takes to get to the point where you can make that beautiful sound. To me, that always blows me away of how that, the individual skills of each performer can collectively be so much more than, than maybe even just what they did. So, that's probably why. And then finally, just in terms of education, music is incredibly tied up with culture and history. And so to really unpack the culture and history, of the human experience, I think you have to have an understanding of music.
Absolutely. That's so many wonderful points that you've made there. And I think we can all relate to having different experiences through music historically and through our lives and just through how we're experiencing our world now. And I wanted to note the faculty and students on the Salisbury University campus have made some tremendous accomplishments to adapt to this pandemic and still provide music and cultural opportunities to our community. Can you describe the cultural experiences that are going on this year, despite the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, I just my hat is off to them for just their commitment to their craft and their art and their interest in sharing it. So whether it's through virtual performances, whether it's through pre-recorded things that are on demand, whether it's the Salisbury Symphony Orchestra playing together alone, through that mechanism, people are really making an effort. We've have art exhibitions in the woods with music. So people can be safely distanced there. People are committing to that at a time when I think people need art and music more than ever. So I really appreciate all their efforts.
Absolutely. It's just tremendous what everyone's been able to accomplish with the adaptations that we need to make. Why do you think it's important that DPM continue to provide the classical music, jazz, folk, and the diverse programming that we air?
Well, one, to just keep music coming to us, as well as the other programming that you have. But I think when I listen to DPM, when it's any of the stations, I hear things that aren't easy to hear other places and that I wouldn't find on my own. And so, you know, I think of it like going into a great library. You'll bump into something that literally rocks your world. It ends up being your favorite song and you never even heard it before. So I think that to me is the great value of DPM, is introducing us to new stuff as well as to things that have always been there and you never even knew about.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful point. One of my favorite parts is the context that's provided by knowledgeable hosts on the stations.
Sure. For sure.
So what are you listening to right now? If we could end on that, what music are you listening to right now?
Well, right now, I'm a big Tom Waits fan, and there's one song of his that to me just kind of sets me up for thinking about moving forward, whether it's in winter or just out of this pandemic, and that's You Can Never Hold Back Spring.
I love it. Well, we'll hopefully hear that one on air soon.
Great.
Again, to donate to our spring campaign for the love of music, you can visit delmarvapublicmedia.org and click the donate button. You can also tell us what you love about music by sending us a voice memo or email to dpr@salisbury.edu. Again, the donation page is delmarvapublicmedia.org. Thank you, Dr. Olmsted.
Thank you.